Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.
Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Wozniak, and I'm joined here today with my good friend, co-host, and producer, Darren Parkinson.
How you doing today, Adam?
Doing all right, man. Glad to have you here. It's just you and me today.
Yeah.
Let's just jump right into it. We have a very special guest, Ms. Julie Stein of Derma Health Science. How you doing today, Julie?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Derma Health Science is and your role in it?
Sure. I'm the CEO and founder. It was officially launched in May 2016. What it is it's a skincare company devoted to merging natural with science. We are taking a basic approach to skincare health, utilizing natural ingredients or non-synthetic ingredients, and looking at what happens down to a cellular level so that you can get the optimal results. So we not only look at the health of the skin, but also the underlying cause of the degradation. And so it's a topical supplement for skin health.
Exactly. How does that differ from the mainstream products right now?
There are products out there that have a lot of great natural ingredients. One thing to keep in mind, and I'm not saying that theirs are necessarily doing this, but you run the risk of getting a lot of interactions with different ingredients, because some people feel like natural ingredients actually aren't chemicals. And in all reality, everything is a chemical. Water is a chemical, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're focusing on something that won't harm their skin. So you have to be very careful at what you choose. And we have specifically formulated this product to be what the skin needs and recognizes within a very short ingredient list. So it's a basic approach for complex issues. And so when you see a product that has maybe 50 ingredients in it, the first ingredient being water, which is often 40% or more of the product, and you only have 100% to work with. Mm-hmm. So you start to kind of do the math, and you just naturally wonder, well, I wonder if that particular ingredient is giving me the benefit that I need, or is it interacting with other ingredients and maybe kind of getting canceled out? It's just really hard to say. But not saying there aren't great products out there. It's just we're really addressing skin health to enhance the cell's behavior in terms of just getting an extended benefit on the appearance and feel of the skin.
Hmm. So just prioritizing skin health over look?
Yeah, so we want the skin to feel healthy because it is healthy. There are products out there that will mimic the feeling of healthy skin. Products that have silicone-based ingredients in them, you'll get soft skin, but it will be washed away. Mm-hmm. So when you're washing your hands, it goes away. This product soaks into your skin, and your hands stay soft.
Yeah, it's almost like it's temporary. Like the issue I have, especially like when I use chapstick or any kind of like lotion, you automatically become dependent because your hands then automatically become dry afterwards.
Yep, they do. And one thing I didn't realize when I started to just self learning all this information is that the definition of a cosmetic is actually the temporary alteration in the appearance of the skin. So I think as consumers, we look at a product and we're looking for something that's going to give you an extended benefit, when in all reality, that's not the purpose of a cosmetic.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, that's just a different spin on skincare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how did you get started in that? How did you get to that point where you're like, let's look at this differently? Or?
Yeah, so way back when I was a physical therapist, I became a wound care specialist my last 3 years when I practiced. And so I saw a lot of change in skin when the wounds are healing. I absolutely loved it, particularly burns, because it's such a horrific experience, but in the end, you get such dramatic changes. But unfortunately, the appearance of the skin isn't always optimal. And then if you fast forward it several years, quite a few years, and then about 4 or 5 years ago, I looked in the mirror. Well, I mean, I looked in the mirror every day, but I looked in the mirror that day and I started to notice, I'm like, shoot, I'm looking older, and I didn't like it. And so I did what most women do. I went shopping looking for that miracle cream. And at that point, I didn't realize that cosmetics really were just temporary. So what I purchased wasn't working for me, and or the products out there were just too expensive to even try. So that's what got me into it. I thought, you know, I'm not the only person out here that's frustrated. Mm-hmm. And so I dove in to create something that would be.
So that was the inspiration.
That was the inspiration. Yeah.
Because I mean, there's so many different things, and you know, whenever you're trying to solve like a problem like that, like you know, maybe you're not satisfied with the way like your skin's going or whatever. Uh-huh. It's, I mean, I'm not that from like I personally don't use very many skin products, but mm-hmm. I think that's just 20-something male. I don't think
absolutely.
A lot of us do.
Nope.
You have to excuse my
You're not abnormal.
Thank you. But I mean, I am familiar with trying to solve problems and looking for, you know, there's just a wide variety of solutions. Mm-hmm. And you were just trying to fill that niche of, I guess, finding the right price and actually, is it cost effective? Is that really, is that?
Price is one thing. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the cost of something, marketing out there leads, well, women in particular, thinking that different skin in different parts of the body need different products. Mm-hmm. So under the eyes, you know, face versus body. And in all reality, skin is skin. There are different thicknesses of skin, but still skin is skin. I use this product head to toe and have noticed incredible results. So what we've done is we've just gone back to the basics and just looked at, okay, what can benefit the skin and not be so complicated? So just by doing that, you're able to eliminate all these other products and still end up with a great result. Plus, it's longer lasting because you have actually improved the health of the skin.
Hmm. So it's just all-in-one product.
All-in-one. And we address the issues that cause the degradation of the skin, which you could eat super healthy, be, you know, just pristine in that. But if you don't address what's causing inflammation in the skin and the breakdown, you're not going to get the results that you want.
I mean, what would cause the degradation of skin cells and outside of just time?
Well, what you said, what causes the degradation?
Yeah, like what type of issues are specifically are you talking about?
So one is if you don't eat well, that mm-hmm. can cause problems, you can cause inflammation within your body. Also, there's pollution. If looking at the external issues, you've got your pollution. If you're a smoker, then there are the chemicals associated with that. And then just the sun's UV rays are very, very damaging. And we rarely, I say that generally, but I have a feeling most people don't put on as much sunscreen as they need to. I mean, it's a shot glass full.
That's fair.
Yeah. I figure if I put a shot glass full on my body, I would, you know, that would be covered. So it would feel so thick. And, but, you know, we put on enough so we can rub it in and not see it, but that's really not protecting the skin.
Right. Right. You just get enough on there so you're not like hurting.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we don't reapply, you know, we'll right. go, every 2 hours you're supposed to reapply and we're not doing that.
So what's your end game with Derma Health Sciences? What's your ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is, by merging science with nature, we're wanting to help reduce the frustration in skincare for millions of people worldwide. It is, if you think about what healthy skin is, I mean, it's really having the normal pH of your skin. And people are either, they've got dry skin, oily skin, or even worse, they've got some inflammatory skin condition that is causing irritation and redness. And so when your skin doesn't look good, you don't feel good about yourself and it affects your self-esteem. And there are millions of people that are affected by this daily. So we would like to help those people. That's our ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I remember earlier you said you were a physical therapist, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now, how'd you get into that? What's the story with physical therapy?
Oh, so back in eighth grade, my mom was a nurse and I didn't know what I wanted to do. We had career day and she said, you know, why don't you just follow a PT around? Because we were supposed to follow a professional, like what we wanted to be. And so I did, and I loved it. But things evolved, and I ended up getting into horses and then wanted to be a horse trainer. And I really thank my parents for just letting me run with it, right? They didn't say, no, you need to stick to medicine because, you know, being a horse trainer isn't going to get you where you want to be. So I figured it out on my own. Figured that it wasn't something I wanted to make my profession, so I got back into focusing on physical therapy, and just kind of took off from there. And I just really enjoy helping people. And I know that's a big piece of it. And you just have to have the right heart, I guess, to do all that.
By any chance, was it PT Solutions?
No.
Okay.
Where I used to work, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because you look familiar, and like I lived in physical therapy, so I admire what you did. That is amazing. Like growing up, and I had every injury under the sun. So,
yeah. And we're kind of called physical torturers, but we start off with that name, and then by the end, because you do form a tight knit relationship with your patients, and I focus primarily on children. So it was fun getting to know the families and helping the kids.
So it sounds like you've always kind of been in a profession of helping people. So what was the transition like going from physical therapy to where you're at now?
It's kind of a wild ride, I guess. I got into just that entrepreneurial spirit within me, and I was currently developing a prototype for a product I wanted to go market, and I was still a PT at that time, and I was speaking to the CEO of a company, and she asked me, she says, you should be in sales. I'm like, no, I'm in the medical profession. I'm not going to be in sales. And then I thought more about it. I thought, in wound care, I really kind of sell a particular product that I was using. I promote it all the time because I believed in it. I thought, I could get into that. And so that was kind of a transition where I thought, I need to get out on my own. I need to be an entrepreneur. And that's what really got me going. And through that process, I have learned so many different things, and I've done a lot of variety of things. So it's been health and life insurance. It's been helping the environment with different products. I focused on solar for a little bit. But in the background, there was always that entrepreneurial spirit. And within that time, I had 4 patents go through, but nothing ever went to market. And so it's been always a big dream of mine to have that happen. And then the old looked in the mirror thing happened. And I thought, I think this is something that I should be doing because I'm not alone. So that's kind of what took it off.
Hmm. Now, during that process, were there any particular hiccups or adversities you had to overcome?
Just to get to that point?
Sure, in general, any point in it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You have to overcome. You can't be uncomfortable with not getting a regular paycheck. If you are, then you are in the wrong space. You have to be able to be really persistent and patient. That was the big thing I learned when I got out of PT and got into sales, is persistence and patience is the key. And it really is. It's so important. And there was just learning about the type of mindset you need to have. And as I've been a entrepreneur for 17 years, and the more I think about it, the more I think, an entrepreneur isn't about starting your own company. It's about the mindset. I say at least 90% of it is mindset.
That sounds familiar, Dan.
because you start your own company, if you don't have that mindset, you're not going to be successful. And I swear that is the reason why they say only 1% of businesses succeed, because people are getting into it when that's really not a good space for them to get into.
It's funny. The first core class for the entrepreneurship degree at KSU is called Entrepreneurial Minds.
Ah, yeah. Yep.
It's all absolutely about mindset, yeah.
It is about mindset. And you'll have people tell you that you can't do it, and you can't let that bother them. You have to realize that's coming from their frame of reference, right? Mm-hmm. And really what they're telling you is they don't feel like they can do it. And it's all in good intentions. They don't want you to get hurt and all. But if you've got a passion for something, you really, really need to go for it. You need to embrace the obstacles, right? You need to, a big one is assume nothing. I mean, it's just so important not to make assumptions on things. And I like to say that I'm a mindset that I have is that I'm try to be humble, whenever I can, I'm humble, but yet I'm bold. Mm-hmm. And I believe in myself and I believe in what I'm doing. And it's not about the money. You can't have it about the money. It's about the better good, what you're trying to accomplish.
Like maybe the why?
The why, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm telling you, Chris Hanks' lectures are coming through hard. maybe there's some truth to it.
I think so.
Sorry, that's the director of the Entrepreneurship Center.
Sounds like he's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. He should be on soon.
Yeah.
But, you talk about persistence and patience and the why. Now, is there anything else that an entrepreneur can take away from Derma Health Science?
Yeah, absolutely. If you've got a passion for something, don't let your history or your current experience get in your way. You can always learn. I'm not a chemist, but yet I've developed these formulations. You know, I just dove in and I learned about it. That's what I've done throughout my life. I was, you know, in PT, open enrollment would come around and, you know, we'd have to pick our insurance. And I'm like, I don't know what I need. Just tell me what I need. And then I turned around and I made it my profession. And so I've done that throughout my life, just self-taught and grown. And I think that's the big piece of it.
Yeah, the self-teaching. I mean, that's how I learned all my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you but, I mean, that's, I guess, in school, it's a little different. But in life, you got to self-teach.
You got to self-teach. You can't be afraid of failing. In fact, embrace the failing because you can't succeed without failure. Mm-hmm. You absolutely can't. It's impossible. But yet failure has such a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you only fail is when you give up and don't move forward. So
I guess, yeah, that's the true failure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the true
failure. No, but I feel like class isn't too far from that because if you just go show up, read the textbook, fill out a Scantron, like you're really not going to learn much. Mm-hmm. I know I did that method and I made great grades and I realized after like 2 years, I wasn't learning much. And then I realized that my education and what I'm learning is up to me and it's in my own hands.
Yep.
And that's when I looked at school differently and things that I'm doing and I started learning in different ways. So you're absolutely right.
It's not about the grade. It's about what you take from it, right? And unfortunately, when my kids were in high school, the behavior that I noticed with these kids is that they would memorize everything.
Oh, yeah.
Night before, cram it in and memorize it. And it's, you just can't do that. You have to go over it multiple times and actually learn it. So when you leave that test, you've retained something and you've learned something, can take it with you and grow. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, the worst thing for me with that is there's a test that I could take, I could make like an A, 100 on it, but you give me that same test a week later or 2 weeks and I'm not going to make remotely the same grade.
Yep.
That's a problem.
It is a problem. Yeah. But it's out there for sure.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, like I've noticed that there's been less than that. Like once I got through high school, then it was a lot less than like the core classes, but they're still there. And then once I got past core, now I'm on my final lap now. Like there's next to none of that.
Well, and I think too, it's like as you get older and you get more mature, you realize, all right, this is my future. I really need to apply myself. And I'm paying for these classes. So you want to make sure you get something out of them.
Oh, yeah. The closer you get to the end, it's like,
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah.
No more. So, Julie, when do these products hit the market?
Well, our goal is most likely, well, we would love Q1 next year, but it may be early Q2 when they're available. Quite a few people have tried them, and actually I've had them keep asking me, when can I buy this? When can I buy this? So I've actually decided to sell it 40% off of what the anticipated retail is going to be. We're currently trying to get that price down and down and down before we launch, but it is available to purchase actually now if you want to try it out at a really, really good price.
No, where can they find it at?
The best way to do that is just to email me, and I would be happy to get together with them or have a conversation on the phone and could get them some. But my email is just dermahealthscience. So DERMA and then health science, one word, @gmail.com.
Yeah. We'll tweet that out afterwards. Let's get going. You said you're anticipating Q1, but what's next after this first product? You have anything in the works? Any plans? Any hopes?
Yeah. The hopes would be that based on the data that we receive when we do our third party testing on what exactly is going on at the cellular level, because we're seeing these great outcomes and we want to know what is happening, that we'll be required to go down the FDA path. Mm-hmm. We've looked at several different ways of doing that would be potentially more cost effective, but that's something we're considering. And we actually may be kind of pushed into that area.
Yep. And for the listeners at home who aren't too familiar with FDA certification, all right. Can you explain a little more about the importance of that?
Sure. So we had talked earlier about cosmetics and how it's a temporary alteration in the appearance of your skin. So nothing internal is happening, like a structural change isn't occurring. So when you see products that say that they have collagen and they're going to improve the firmness of your skin, the collagen actually is not penetrating. It's on the surface of the skin, and it's enhancing the moisturizing properties, which in turn makes your skin feel firmer. But if it penetrated and made structural changes in the skin, then they would have to get an FDA approval in order to specifically say something like that.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it would be more like medicinal then?
Exactly. Yeah, it's more of a medicinal type product when you're making specific changes in something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and then once you get like FDA certification, that just opens the doors to a lot of retail, like all of them, right?
Yeah, it will be life-changing for these products. And they've demonstrated some incredible abilities to facilitate healing and improve the outcome of the healing process. I'm kind of stumbled upon that accidentally. And it's pretty cool. We're hoping we'll be able to reach out to even more people through those channels.
So I got to ask, because you mentioned you've just, throughout your life, you've been self-taught and you've just been on this path of learning. But I mean, when it comes to, making like chemical compounds that go on the skin or anything like that, obviously your background, don't get me started on anatomy classes. Those are brutal. But that background, did that set you up to be able to go ahead and start researching and figuring out how to construct a product like this, or how does one get to that point?
Yeah, so I think it did to some extent, because I wasn't afraid of the medical terminology, and I enjoy problem solving and figuring things out. So if I didn't know what something meant, I would just research further and figure it out. But it's a hard road to get to be a PT, and so I have gone down that rigorous path before, and so I think that definitely helped. But if you've got the drive and the passion, you can do it. Like, you don't have to be in the medical space in order to create something that could be medicinal. But it does bring to a point, though, I can only get so far on my own, right? I mean, I'm not a chemist. And so I'm forming my team, and I have two incredible, incredible chemists on my team. I mean, I'm just blessed that they are part of it. In fact, one of them, we meet regularly, and so I like to joke with them, because I'll give them, homework to do, things that I'm like, so what's going on here, and what's happening at the cellular level for this? And I like to joke with them and say that, gosh, Mike, you're better than Google. I mean, it's incredible. And so, that's just our little joke. But teams are so important, and to have that mindset too, mm-hmm. of 1 + 1 actually equals 5. I mean, it's exponentially better having team members.
Oh no, like that's, I guess that's probably the most recurring theme we've had on our show, is how important getting the right people are.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's extremely important. And you don't want people on your team that are going to what if everything. What if? Mm-hmm. They are way too concerned about failure, and you got to keep your eyes on your destination. And you don't have to know how to get there. It'll all work out. But just know where you want to go, and don't doubt it.
So it sounds like you found the all-star team here. What's some of your methods for, recruiting the right people?
That can get really tricky. Sometimes you think that you've found people that would be perfect, and then it turns out, as things are progressing, that maybe they just aren't the best fit. They don't have the right mindset or what have you. Excellent people, very talented, but just not that right mindset. So sometimes it takes a little just getting to know people better. But I still believe that the best way to find people is through referrals. To pinpoint someone just cold, basing it on their resume, is really hard. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I've been fortunate. Both my chemists came from referrals.
So for our listeners out there, networking.
Yes, network.
All right. And before we go here, we kind of have a recurring question that we ask. And okay. Darren, would you like to?
I guess before you started on, you sound like you've just had the entrepreneurial spirit for, a long time now, but if there's one thing that you know now that you wish you knew when you were starting all of this out, what would that be?
Oh, gosh.
Take your time.
I may have to think on that. I would say I had no idea how fulfilling it would be. I mean, it's really hard, but you're literally constantly learning. And if you don't feel uncomfortable, that's a problem, you know, or if you don't want to feel uncomfortable, that's a problem. But I have hit so many different, there have been different instances along the way that have caused so much discomfort, but I've learned to just learn, you know, learn from it and move on. So I would say that's, it's just been very, very rewarding.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I agree, being comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah. Funny, that's one of the first things Chris Hanks says is be uncomfortable getting uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's crazy. I guess he's teaching the right things, because a lot of the stuff you've said, it's been some of the core concepts he's been teaching. So.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I like to say too, you know, fear not, grow not. I mean, that's, fear is being extremely uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But if you don't feel it, you're not growing. Mm-hmm. And now you may be happy with where you are, and that's fine, and it's your life. But for me personally, I want to do so much more. I mean, I want to leave a legacy. I don't just want to be here on Earth. I want to do something more than that.
Sky's the limit.
That's right.
Yeah. And all right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate having you. Now, you want to give another shout out to maybe your Twitter handle or the website or
sure
email?
Yeah, our website is actually has not been completed yet, but
under construction.
Under construction, mm-hmm. Right? The Twitter handle is not specific to Derma Health Science. It's specific for information on just skin health, mm-hmm. and it's at Derma Insight. I also, as being an entrepreneur, if you like to be within a group of people that are specifically for that, I have another company that I've started, and the Twitter handle for that is at The Poorpreneur. Poor, just like, you know.
Okay. Poor.
A lot of entrepreneurs can relate to that, right? So there's a lot of fun information on that, a lot of quotes, a lot of motivational, inspirational, and guidance sort of information.
Yeah, we'll get both of those out there right in a few minutes.
That's great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm Adam Wozniak.
I'm Darren Parkinson.
We are Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.